We have a governance committee meeting that we are going to do today. I call the meeting to order in the absence of Ms. Hines and Ms. Porter both are not here today. And this committee is shifting because of Ms. Hines' role in, from Virginia. So I'm calling the meeting to order. And are there any questions about the agenda? Hearing none, the agenda is as proposed here. Approval of the minutes of July 21st. Is there a motion? Is there a second? Any questions regarding the minutes? There is one action item, and I will just bring it forward for moving to the board. As indicated in our governance discussion this year, one of the areas that we committed to was the self-evaluation of the board. And I'm sure Ms. Hines would thank all of you for your participation in the self-evaluation form. And what you have before you is a draft summary of the evaluation. And I think it reflects the, one, transition of the board, the engagement of the board, the participation of the board, and most importantly, I think the substantial amount of work that was done on the bylaws and the procedures in that revision. And I'd like to have a motion that we move this forward for the board approval for the 26th. Mr. Giancola moved, second Mr. Nichols, and discussion, Mr. Vulture.
I just wanted to point out that many of us were not on this board when this look back was done, and including myself and others. So the percentages of attendance, being the principal here, are really skewed. So I want to note that I can't speak to other board members who were on the board in the first half of last year. I can only speak to, since I've been on the board, which was in July.
You know, I raised that question too when I saw the work program, because we need to be able to distinguish that, because I haven't missed a meeting since I've been on the board, you know, which is, I'm not sure if that's a feather or if that's a bent toward torture, but it's, but I think we do need to distinguish that in terms of being a clear, and I don't think we need to report individual records, but it's just it's a little bit confusing, I believe, or maybe misleading. I wonder.
Okay. I accept those comments, and I know Ms. Hines included some feedback she received from others in the report, and I think there were two aspects that she was trying to capture here. One, I think it's very clear that the opportunity to evaluate your progress and what you're doing is very critical. And then the next part of it is that it does not become something that is onerous as a finger pointing or a piece that discourages even wanting to do the evaluation. But this does not necessarily reflect a board that had continuity for 12 months, and that's understandable here in our example.
Yeah, I want to commend certainly Ms. Hines for her draft, and I did add comments to it, which were incorporated, and I thought she captured things extremely well, and particularly the challenges in the next year. I think, to me, that's the key to all this, not recognizing we did have a fractured board in a sense that we didn't have everybody on board for periods of time, and we had turnover. I thought that the goals and the what our challenges next year were well placed, so I certainly would endorse the document.
May I add my comments to Mr. Giancola's that in Ms. Hines' absence, well, I'll tell you what, being chair of that committee was tough work, and she really did a wonderful job. And joining the board middle of the year, catching up quickly to so much work that had been done in such a thorough way was a, I could just see how much investment it required on her part, not just to organize it, but to keep it going. So offer commendations to her for the work that she put in. It's really thankless.
Kathy.
Oh, yeah. Full board. You're right. Thank you.
Well, I hope she is listening. She indicated she would listen. So, But because you have to recognize that Ms. Hines came onto the board new and very quickly accepted the responsibilities of chairing the governance committee. She brings in a tremendous amount of knowledge and skill to the subject area, and I think she's done an exceptional job. Our tradition is that voting members chair, and she's no longer a voting member, so she will be on the committee and will continue to be a contributor, and I think we are really advantaged by having her service here. And this is, I think, the work is a really good example of just the value that she brings. So I'm very much grateful. And as noted, we have a lot more to do, and we have been placed, I think, in a good a stead by moving forward in on many of the things that we have. But as reminded, we have a lot more in the governance area that we're going to move forward with. Are there any other questions, discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor?
Aye.
And opposed? Thank you, and this will move forward, yes.
I think the record reflect that I'm going to abstain from this.
The record is that Mr. Dyke is abstaining, he's not a participant in that process. Okay. Any other matters come before this committee? Hearing none, all those in favor for adjournment?
Aye.
No opposition on that. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Madam Chair.